Another translation of James and John's request to Jesus reads, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you." What an audacious request. I mean, who is the teacher and who are the disciples here? Most requests that come to Jesus in the Gospels are from people suffering or people who are advocating for those suffering. The sick, the blind, the lame, those who are tormented, those who are grieving. And what requests do James and John make? Glorify us. Make us important, since we're part of the in crowd. My own reflection on Jesus' response is, oh yeah, you are part of the in crowd. In fact, you are important, but your understanding of what this is all about is seriously misguided. Jesus' glory is made manifest in emptying himself, God emptying himself into the depths of human pain and suffering, God sympathizing with our weakness, and that's where Jesus has true power. You want that glory and power? So be it. Take the cup that he must drink. Live the baptism which he is baptized, and then you will be glorified as his disciples. I'm Father Stephen Varney.